AM, food, crafts, kids games and activity tents, $5 each. Three and under get in free. Free admission with military ID. Louisiana Fun, Sugartown Suite, Beauregard Watermelon Festival. Thursday through Saturday, June 23rd, 24th, 25th at the Beauregard Parish Fairgrounds, DeRidder. Visit louisianatravel.com to plan your visit today.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM. Or North Shore Radio LLC.
This is Maritime Matters with Eric Schein on WGSO AM 990, the program that dives into everything American that comes together at our water's edge.
Well, the British, Yiddish, German, Italian, the EU, as it's more commonly known, has done a number on us, the US, and has relegated us to mediocrity. I was going to start off with that I was charged with being depressed under the administration of George W. Bush. I think most people can figure out what he was up to. And then it was handed over to Obama. I was held on to for over five years. Until they finally started to prosecute me for 4 days in a military tribunal. Within the Department of Homeland Security, we shouldn't even have departments of defense, branches of the military in there. The Coast Guard isn't supposed to be a branch of military. It's supposed to be a civil service. I don't know. I don't know what I know what awaits me. I've suffered two strokes since then. Been fighting this and trying to tell people, warn, inform, and tell them through my own experiences that we're doomed. not that we're not that it's hopeless, not that we're doomed, but you got to rely on yourself. I had a woman named Nicole Lichtenstein all the way back in 2003 show up at my proceedings. The Royals, a representative of the Royals. I had Archie Morgan, who wrote a letter for me. He represents the Royals, a descendant of J.P. Morgan, the money trust. Archie Morgan wrote a letter, and he's not supposed to. He's not supposed to advocate for anyone being prosecuted by the military tribunal. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to wake you up. I don't know what can get you motivated, what can get you away from your TV screens. We've had enough warnings. One good thing this morning or today, WHO forced to back down after numerous nations reject, mostly African nations. They know the royals real well. Just look at what Zimbabwe, which is formerly known as Rhodesia, where Cecil Rhodes marched into and took over southernmost region of not the southernmost, but the it's been turned over in Zimbabwe now, I think, of South Africa, and named it a country after himself with his own private army, and took over the De Beer diamond mines, gold, silver, copper, and more. I wonder how he knew those mines were there. Goes back to antiquity. They had been putting out gold, silver, copper, and much more for some time, but he marched in to and took them over for the crown, gave it to the crown. It's hard for me to even anybody has seen the Panama Papers, the Pentagon Papers, or the what was put out by Rand Corporation involving the Vietnam War. It had been delayed enough by what Colin Powell had done, carrying out 2 years as special prosecutor, who was brought in to uncover what was done involving the My Lai massacre. And it turns out that as a U.S. citizen, as a U.S. as Secretary of State, he was knighted by the Queen. And if you don't think that means anything, I have a lot to tell you about what I've been through. We need to break free of this. We need to rest free of this. I don't know how much more I'll be around, and I've already suffered two strokes. I don't know what I can say that would cause you to send some help my way, or send some help anyone's way. We're going to get off this planet, and they will be in control. And Elon Musk, you know, he's a transhumanist. He's literally been modified. I think he's got a chip inside his head. He's making the Neuralink. Applaud him for what he's doing. And he outed Twitter for what they've been up to. And, you know, it's still playing out, but I don't know. We'll be back. Going to commercial break. Got to pay the bills. We'll be right back. 504-556-9696. I'd like to hear from somebody else, somebody different, that I'm getting to somebody, anybody out there. Resist, resist, resist. Push back. Be right back.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word about our favorite beverage. We're the Beer Guys, and we're bringing you the best and the latest from the world of craft beer. Join us to get the scoop on the new brews, crafty news, and interviews with the amazing people of craft beer. We'll hear stories from breweries across the country, what they're brewing, their take on trends, plus the art and science that goes into making a great craft beer. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks. Fridays at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with wine makers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Maybe your portfolio should resemble your dinner, slowly cultivated, locally produced, and sustainable.
Join us at 5 p.m. Mondays for the Slow Money Show, WGSO 990.
Good music. And coming back music. I don't know. Laws are meant to be broken, I guess. I can't believe that that they would do this, or I understand it's not the U.S. government doing this. It's being used by the Council on Foreign Relations, which is tied to the Royal Institute for International Affairs, that all of these members, all these people are members of. Whether they know what it does or not, they believe in Baphomet. I can't even believe this, that I'm saying this, that it's the truth. They believe in Baphomet. They have a little writer, as a logo, a little rider on a white horse, a pale horse. The rider is either Christ or the Antichrist. Pick your choosing. And it's pointing up at the stars. And it is found on Roman coins. That's how old it is. It's more ancient than that. That shows these are ancient secret societies, ancient, well, we'll leave it at secret societies because I got enough evidence of that in, you know, that I brought out myself on the show. Guys like Porter Goss, who's the head of the CIA, is a member of Book and Snake. What's Book and Snake? Well, it's a secret society that's more rich and more powerful than Skull and Bones. What's Skull and Bones? It's a secret society. That their members swear an oath to that supersedes all other oaths, that their other oaths don't mean anything, that they have an oath to the secret society of Skull and Bones or Book and Snake. There's many others. They swear allegiance only to the society of Book and Snake. The Society of the Brotherhood of Death. And these are the people that are running against each other, Bush and Kerry, that are members of the Brotherhood of Death. These aren't, you know, children playing. Some would say that they are children and that they're playing with our lives. It's not funny. It's not fun in games. It's serious stuff. You know, I wish that someone would come to my aid. I'm pretty much done for. My girlfriend, well, I won't say that. I was going to say something good, but I better not. So I don't know what to say that can motivate you to get you the inflation. Are you not paying attention? Do you not understand how inflation works? More money in the system, worth less and less and less. You know, when the people stand together and stand strong, so that, you know, I talked about before on the program about how, slaves used to end up north, or black people would just be living in the north, and slavers from the south would come. And you have to look at the British influence on the south and on Canada, and they've taken over Wall Street. The corporation, I'm trying to think of a way of putting it. The corporation's not supposed to exist in America. We fought a Revolutionary War, a war of independence, for a different form of government and a to keep the corporations out, like the East Indies Corporation, out of America. You know, and lo and behold, it's back in again. It took a while, first to break down the border of the states and have interstate companies and interstate agreements, to where many of the companies, they sold off franchises and then started buying them back as corporate as entities of the corporation. We shouldn't have corporations, you know. They were seen as a necessary evil. They were highly regulated, and now it's free for all, and they own everything. Just look what BlackRock owns. It's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, a corporate member of the Council on Foreign Relations, which is closely aligned to the City of London. All they do is carry on one corruption after another to take away your wealth, your inalienable rights. Like, look at the gun lobby, or not the gun lobby, I'm sorry, but what the anti-Second Amendment individuals are up to now with crafting legislation to do away with the AR-15 and whatever. They already tried that with I think the Reagan.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports.
All right. Current events. We'll be back after the break.
On WGSO 990 AM.
I'm tired, if you can tell. Anyways, I'll be back in a moment. We've got a long break.
New Orleans, a beat exchange with Barbara Hoover.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6060.
American Ground Radio is headed to New Orleans, the Big Easy, the Crescent City, the birthplace of jazz. New Orleans, y'all. Every day, more and more Americans are listening on American Ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr on 990 AM WGSO and streaming live at WGSO.com. This should be fun.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks. Fridays at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Louisiana. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin
Gallagher.
Senate candidate Luke Mixon has been officially endorsed by fellow Democrat Governor John Bel Edwards. Mixon, an airline pilot from Pineville, is one of the three announced candidates to challenge incumbent Senator John Kennedy this fall. UL Monroe political science professor Joshua Stockley says the governor's endorsement is definitely a big deal. He says Mixon, like Edwards, is former military with a distinguished career.
A lot of commonalities with Luke Mixon. That should make it easier for voters who support Governor Edwards to provide them with some clue as to who Luke Mixon is and what they might want to do at the polls.
Edwards will headline a fundraising event for Mixon's campaign this month in New Orleans. Amazon says it will probably be nearly a year before its Shreveport Fulfillment Center will be open and running, and so they won't begin hiring workers until at least next February. Supply chain issues have impacted the timetable for the construction and internal build-out. Amazon also is taking time to upgrade the robots they'll use at the center. This is news on LRN.
Hey, it's me, Gus the Gopher for Atmos Energy. Being a gopher, I like to dig. That's what us gophers were born to do, along with eating plants, taunting groundskeepers, and listening to bluegrass music. And I especially enjoy digging around the yard. Occasionally, I bump into a utility line and I get a headache. Ouch! After all, they're hard to miss since they can be buried anywhere. But if you hit one with your shovel, backhoe, or ditch digger, you could cause a gas leak, disrupt service, or worse. Makes me shake in my paws just thinking about it. You can avoid all of this by calling 811 at least 3 business days before you or someone else digs in your yard to have those underground utility-owned lines marked. Calling 811 will help protect your property, and more importantly, you. It's free, and it's the law. You dig what I'm saying? For more on safe digging, visit atmosenergy.com/811.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Marianne Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Marianne. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
You are my sunshine.
This is Big John Mason. Please listen to the Big John Mason Show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 2 on WGSO 990 AM.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
Wednesdays at 5.
Here on WGSO.
Did the winter weather leave your windows looking gloomy? Let the summer sun glisten on your freshly washed windows. Call Window Genie, where we have a streak-free guarantee at 504-264-5811. On the South Shore and 985-826-4200 for the North Shore office.
I'm Jean McCleskey.
And I'm Steve Espinosa. We are your local Window Genie owners.
Window Genie, where we do windows and a whole lot more.
In baseball, these are the moments that bring us to our feet.
But the most important moment happens when we all stand together.
United for a great cause. So join Major League Baseball and stand up to cancer.
As we stand in honor of all loved ones affected by this disease.
I'm Jordana Brewster.
I'm Candace Patton.
Joe Manganiello.
I'm Matt Damon. And cancer has in some way touched all of us.
All right, another good song. And another good song. And I don't know if anybody saw the thing in WEF, Harari. He was speaking that your thoughts are not your own. Think of that. They want to hack your brain. They want to hack your brain so that you are controllable. This has to stop somewhere, people. It either stops with slavery, for want of the better word, to where they enslave your body. How would you like to be an observer to watch as your body does things that it's not willing to do, but is ordered to do by some bureaucrat on a different continent, on a different planet even? This is getting out of hand. It needs to be reined in. I don't know what the answer is. I don't know what the solution is. I don't know how to do it. The military supposedly has a quantum computer. The military supposedly has copies of all internet. I would love to hear the proceedings when Lieutenant Tribble A, Christopher Tribble A, who's the individual in Coast Guard who prosecuted me, what he would have said, Chris, yeah, we got your proof. We're going to send you away to law school and pay for it. And come back when you're done and you'll get your JAG officer. You take JAG school and get your JAG officer. And then you can go after Shine again. You must have been ecstatic. This lieutenant, who was a lieutenant who brought the charges against me. This is a problem with one agency controlling everything, even things that they're not supposed to do and things that has been taken away from them and unfunded by Congress, and they take it back over, start doing it again. That's why this agency should be defunded. There should not be a Coast Guard, Department of Homeland Security. That should be defunded as well. It was started by Executive Order 1-322-8. The 1 is unity or whatever, and 8 means something, whatever, important for numerologists. It's infinity, and the eight turned on its side means infinity. But the 322 is the Brotherhood of Death. What do you think Skull and Bones is about? You can warn and inform and as much as possible, but sometime at some point you need to take action and get pissed off and ask for heads, literally speaking, metaphorically, of course, because all I've done is try to complain and file civil complaints, file formal federal complaints under the Bush administration. When I went into court, they weren't there at first, and I didn't have to go into court because I had an attorney, Mark Haney, who was, he attacked me, and, I can't even believe all the stuff that I've been through. And my girlfriend can attest to a lot of this. But the courts were blockaded, and the courts out here in California, and that brings me to another issue. They've set up the fences around Congress to say it's been captured. They've set up the fences around the Supreme Court now. It's been captured. These are all signs of the times, signs of what the British royal crown will do, the British German crown. And, you know, and oh, that's another thing was Vlad the Impaler, who has ties to Charles, likes drinking blood. Who drinks blood? They used to do this. They had a pope who was doing it in the medieval ages. They're back in power. I wish I could express myself clearly and succinctly. But Triboulet, he was the charging officer. Then he goes to law school, as they hold on to me, as friends within the Coast Guard hold on to me. They he comes back after getting his law degree, going to JAG school, and takes back over the case over 5 years later. They held on to me for 5 years. This is how corrupt our courts have come. And these are administrative courts. These courts don't even have the right to charge anybody. All they had was 33 CFR, which is navigation. If somebody was in violation of a rule for navigation, they would bring them up on charges, and it was for an act of incompetence, not to prove that somebody is medically, mentally incompetent, that they trumped up the whole thing over the course of 5, 6, 7 years. 504-556-9696. Use your free speech while you can. Use your free speech while you can. Call in. Speak up. If you're too afraid, I'm right there with you. I've been decimated. I'm still trying to speak up and speak out. And, you know, the Department of Homeland Security must be abolished. It is a travesty upon the American people. So many people are working for it now. Yeah, let's go to Cajun. Cajun.
Hey, good evening, Bonesters. How you doing tonight?
What do you have for me tonight?
Yeah, great show, great show. Listen,
I don't know how it's great.
I just want to say that the British Nazi Chi-Coms need to be resisted, because what's happening here is real. You know, this is not a Dr. Zhivago movie. This isn't a movie. This isn't a Tom... This isn't a Tom Cruise, Brad Pitt vampire movie. This is real. And it escapes me the name of it, but that movie with Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt reminds me of what's happening to America right now. Look, all these vampires going out in these schools and shooting people, murdering people, and all doing all these different things. People
are the Vampire Diaries.
Yeah, it's really crazy. And the Council of Foreign Relations, that's a group of vampires. And the same thing with a bunch of other organizations.
And they're like, they... You hear different stories, how they like to suck, how they like to drink blood, because it gives healing powers.
They've been brainwashed and brought into a cult. Because, you know, I've seen movies like that in the past. Yep. And Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt's movie. I saw
Hold on. It's we're going to break. We'll be right back. Hold over.
Sure will.
Yeah, it is a cult. It's a worldwide cult of personality and power. It's unbelievable that it has gone this far. It's also James Bond, Ian Fleming, wrote about it as Spectre. We'll be back. We'll be right back.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Hey, all, Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Kick off your weekend happy hour with me every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday from noon to 1 p.m. at lunchtime, live on WGSO Radio 990 AM, where we'll talk Pelicans basketball, LSU basketball, and UNO basketball with great guests, great interviews. So join me every Monday, noon to 1 p.m. live, WGSO Radio, for another brand new season of In the Paint.
Atomic batteries and power.
Everything old is new again. America's entertainment pop culture talk show.
May well possess
you recognize these clips, I'll tell you, you're in the right spot. Right here at Everything Old is New Again, WGSO 990 AM. Saturday afternoons at 1 o'clock, where we talk all things entertainment pop culture. Tune in, you'll love it. Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock, right here at WGSO.
Boy, have we got a show for you this week. Ever wonder where all the great songs have gone? Well, we found them. Hey everyone, I'm Pat Matthews, your host of 70s Deja Vu. And once again, I'll be looking in the rearview mirror and I'll see you in the back seat. Join me for some great music, all selected to get you going on 70s Deja Vu. Sunday morning at 7 a.m. right here on 990 AM WGSO.
You are my sunshine.
This is Big John Mason. Please listen to the Big John Mason Show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 2 on WGSO 990 AM.
That must be the... That's really mellow coming back music. I like it. Cajun Buccaneer. Cajun.
Hello. Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, I don't sound crazy, do I?
Well, you sound like you've been victimized and attacked for a long time, and it sounds like they targeting you just like they targeted me and every other, you know, patriotic American citizen that there is. Like, you know, those domestic patriots, the parents that dared to show up and fight against this, what happened. And I heard that they tackled them over there at that murder scene, and they tased them too. I mean, whose side is police on? And then they wait an hour before they go in there and they take out the Satanist British TICOM operative that threw himself on the gun, not the sword this time. Huh. You know, and then they're going after our guns, saying, take our guns away now. You know, I mean, you know,
yep.
It's just a reverse psychop completely and totally. What happened there, it was orchestrated. I'm positive of it. The way they reported it all. And look at what happened here closely here at Xavier.
Can you tell, like, can you tell that the police officer is not supposed to become the prosecutor?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And what bothers me is recently there was a fire at the Walmart and some mom told her child, I think, to light a purse on fire. Something happened over there because a child doesn't do that on its own unless, you know, it's mischievous at home all the time or the mother told her to do it. And that's got to be found out and exposed. There's film out there. There's pictures out there of these terrorists. And now we got the youngest terrorist ever, a little child and its mother. At the Walmart.
But
I mean, it's getting closer to home.
But I'm finding out and exposing, like Admiral Allen, who I've, you know, said he's at NASA now. He's involved in shutting down the entire Gulf relating to the Deepwater Horizon. But it was for British Petroleum. It was for British Petroleum.
Yeah, they're coming after us. We've got to remember that. They're putting their money and their brains together and they're coming after us. Well, we need to do the same thing like our forefathers did. I mean, when people came to America, people pooled all their intelligence and their resources and their family, and they committed their lives and family and everything. It's in the Constitution to get America independent. And it happened. We did it. But now we have to hold on to it. And we have to do everything we can to go after the real criminals.
It's been a long time because they've done things like the Administrative Procedure Act, where all three branches of the government are in one. The executive branch controls the judiciary, the legislative, and the executive powers. How is that?
I'm very glad you bring up the Coast Guard all the time, because America is surrounded by water. And a route of invasion to this country is the water, too. Not just overland, over the water, too. And I've always admired the Coast Guard. I travel the Coast Guard. I love them very much.
Well, yeah, but it's the people that started it that in 1915, it started as a maritime police agency, not a branch of military.
They try to take it over and subvert it. Now they're saying the United States Marines are proud to be gay. What? The United States Marines are proud to be gay now? I mean, come on. We got to explode. This has got to stop. They're sodomizing America. They try to turn everybody into sodomites and Gomorrahs. Definitely.
Yeah.
Remember that word, sodomites and Gomorrahs. That's what they want to turn us into. Not only that, they want little boys to be little girls and little girls to be little boys. And they completely.
But this gets into the population agenda
of
depopulating the earth.
You know, pushing gender confusion on top of this, on top of the vaccines, on top of all the 666 new Nazi TICOM English rules. You know, they try to turn us into some kind of farm animals or something. And you know, we need to resist and work together and fight against them.
Monkeypox relates to that because they'll use mRNA, to change people's DNA because you realize that that's what it does, that the mRNA.
They said they was coming out with monkey flu, vaccinations now. I mean, they're going to keep coming out with new ones.
They had them already. They had them already in the pipeline. They were already in the pipeline.
Well, people that decide to let the government vaccinate them for free, you know, I mean, it's not a good thing. It's going on with the satanic agenda because vaccination is nowhere in the Bible. And assassination's, you know, not supposed to be part of a vaccination program to begin with. And that's exactly what it is. It assassinated my wife. It made a lot of difference in my life. It destroyed a lot of my friends and family. And, you know, not just the ones that got shot to death at the Jefferson Gun Outlet and the ones that got kidnapped and murdered, but this is happening to everybody. They want to cause as much confusion and death as possible. They use TV as a weapon to brainwash people and turn them into zombies and robots. And look at this guy that murdered all his little kids.
Turn it off. Turn it off.
Yeah, turn the TV off. The guy had nothing but murder in his mind. And from what I'm pretty sure now is that he was being coached online by the Fascist Bureau of Innovators and the Communist Infiltration Agency.
Look what the Department of the Indian Affairs has done to the American Indian over time.
Yeah, they've been murdering everybody, you know, on all sides and trying to turn each other against everybody, you know, culture against culture. They don't want harmony and friendship like America's supposed to be. America means land of heavenly people. Boy, they're trying to turn hell on top of us right now. And we need to go ahead and reverse what's happening here. And the best scripture I can think of right now is that we need to turn away from our sins, especially abortion. And I mean all forms of abortion.
Yeah, let me say something on that real quick.
Yes.
On abortion. I used to be, you know, not for it, but not necessarily against it. Until I believed in the Constitution and Bill of Rights and that people would only do it in cases of incest or rape or whatever. But now I'm adamantly against it because I see how they're using it to destroy future patriots. It's taken one. You know, every abortion is taking one future patriot out of the queue.
Exactly.
So it's one less.
Murder is murder. Murder is murder is murder is murder. Abortion is murder. Murder is abortion. Brothers and sisters, we need to save our youth and our future and defend ourselves as much as we possibly can. I just wish people would realize that the Lord does say that if we turn away from our sins, and abortion is the worst one, and seek the face of the Lord, that he will help us heal our land. We need to follow it up with all the other scripture, like wake up, stand up, rise, rewazim, put in the mind of Jesus Christ and the full armor of God, rescue and intercept, defend and help us, watch every wall, stand every gap, and most of all, get out on the battlefield and defend yourselves and get ready. Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks for closing us out again there, Cajun Buccaneer. That's it. I do appearances, and I do speak on occasion. If you want to bring me in or have me on, hopefully I can still bring it together. See you later, Buell.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I had to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday. Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, all, Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Kick off your weekend happy hour with me every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WGSO 990.